get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 648, we're going to talk about how to use header tags properly for effective SEO. You may be wondering, I didn't know you could do it wrong. But guess what? You can do it wrong. Or I won't say that you're doing it wrong. There are some things that you can do that are going to help boost the SEO of your website based on these techniques that we're going to talk about today.
Yes, exactly. So let's kind of talk about what a header tag is. So a header tag is HTML, and basically it tells the browser how to format things, as well as the search engine. It tells what's important, that sort of thing. And so HTML is a markup language, and then you use CSS and JavaScript and other things to actually make it look good. But HTML, its most basic form, is very basic. And so you use header tags to basically organize information. And so when it comes to search engines and SEO and ranking well, the search engines need to understand your content. They need to understand your website. They need to understand your content. And the better that they understand your content and what's important, then the better you're going to rank, because they're going to understand that, hey, they wrote this post and these are the important things because they used header tags properly. Therefore, we know, what this page is about. And so that's what you want to do. You want to help the search engines as much as possible by using header tags correctly and all the other SEO principles, so that the search engines can index your website and your content as effectively as possible.
I'm going to throw a bonus thing out here, or not necessarily a bonus thing, but a tip. I have a question for you, Tim. How many H1 tags should I have on one web page?
One. You should never have more than one H1 tag per page, and that should be the title of the page, should be the header tag. And you only have one title, because that's the overarching theme of the page, of what this page is about. And so it's not going to be about 20 different things. It should be one big overarching thing, and then you have the subpoints underneath it.
There's tip one. I know when I started developing websites, I liked the way that H1 tags looked, because they were so much bigger and bolder, and they looked better than H2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tags, because they incrementally got smaller as it went down the page and stuff. And I didn't realize I was such a design Nazi, and I like the way things look and stuff. So I put everything under an H1 tag for a long time, and man, did I see a major jump in SEO when I started doing it properly and having one H1 tag on the page. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing is a lot of people do it that way. They use header tags for styling. So if they want somebody to be big, they use an H1 or an H2, because the way that like a theme styling is done typically within WordPress is that the H1 is going to be the biggest, H2 is going to be smaller. And so people will, use that for styling, which is the wrong way to do it. You should use it to emphasize content. And so really, ideally, what you want is you want a hierarchy within your HTML tags, where, as we mentioned, you have one H1 tag on the entire page, which is the title, and then you have an H2 tag, which is your main point number one, right? And you can have several main points, and then within your H2, you might have a couple H3s and maybe even H4s, and it's like your hierarchy of content to separate content and break it up. And so like a good example of that is you might have a page on your website. So you have a travel blog, and you have a page on your website of like all the places you've traveled to, right? Well, your H1 tag can be all the places that I've traveled to. And then you have an H2 that is Europe. And then within H3, you have, some of the countries of Europe that you've traveled to. Those are your H3s. And then maybe you have some H4s of some specific cities that you wanted to talk about, right? And then you have another H2 lower down that is North America. So, and you break it up that way, of smallest to largest in terms of, you know, the importance and how it's structured. And that's how you use H1 tags properly with the hierarchy. Did that make sense, David?
It does. And I kind of want to give you another example and stuff. So your H1 absolutely has to be the title overarching, but you can have, like Tim said, 4, 5, 6 H2 tags. In fact, in Tim's example, you may want to have those, you know, main point number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here are the countries that I traveled to: Europe, Africa, Australia, United States. Those would all be H2s. You don't want to have, you know, the title of your article be, hey, all the places I've traveled, all the countries I've traveled to in the world, and then have United States H2, Australia H3, Europe H4. No, you want H2, H2, H2. So making sure you use these tags properly and stuff is really important. We're going to link to an article, Elegant Themes, who has a great WordPress blog, one of the top WordPress blogs in the world, has a really good article that Tim and I are going to link to that'll give you some good examples of how you want to use this properly and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So they have some, and I'll just read quickly one of their examples. If you're talking about OBS Studio, how to live stream, well, your H1 would be how to use OBS Studio to live stream. And then your H2 is, what is OBS Studio? And then under that is H3 is, what about slobs? I don't know what that is, but they talked about it on the blog post. And then the next H2 is how to get started with OBS. And then another H2, OBS Studio setup. And then within that, you have, you know, breaks it down further, setting up a scene in OBS Studio and then adding sources in OBS Studio. And then another H2 is adjusting sources on screen. So you can kind of get the idea here. You know, it's breaking up and organizing content. And here's the thing, is that's really, really good for search engines when you structure and have good content hierarchy using header tags. But the cool thing is it's actually really, really good for humans too. So when you have your users reading it, when it's broken up and organized really well, your users appreciate that and they like that because they can scan. They can scan the headers and be like, oh, here's the part that actually tells me how to set up a scene. Like, you know, it's the OBS Studio setup and then setting up a scene. Boom, that's what I'm looking for. And so that's the cool thing about SEO is typically what's good for search engines is ultimately best for users too. And so that's just how genius these search engines have become and how intelligent the algorithms are.
All right, Tim, I think we've covered this topic good enough. Anything we missed?
Nope, I do not think so.
All right, tomorrow we've got another great topic. We're returning to our virtual studio series, and Tim and I are going to talk about the audio and mic setup that we use. And you can see his right there in front of his face if you're watching this live stream. And you can't see mine because it's above my head and I've got it out of frame. So lots of different options. We're going to cover it tomorrow. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.